movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's time to talk some TV and movies. Every week we talk to Nick Johnston. He's a writer for Vinyland.com, and you can read his stuff there. And we always try to figure out what we should be watching. And what do we got this week, Nick?
Well, we got some good stuff, Kevin. It's a nice mixture of mid-March slow time. You know, we're gearing up for all the big stuff that's coming down in the pipeline later on. We got one pretty big theatrical release this week, one streaming film with a bit of a local twist, and then one returning TV show that everyone and their mom is going to watch, and you are going to hear about it incessantly for the next, six to eight weeks?
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, so we'll start with that, I think. And if you paid attention to the home screen on your App Store app on your iPhone this week, you know what I'm talking about, and that is probably, for the best. Ted Lasso season 3 coming out on Apple TV Plus today.
So
you can watch it when you get home. It's the story of a lovable college football coach who goes over to the UK and coaches a different sport called football. This series has won people over with its heart and charm and earnest do-gooderness or whatever. And it's pretty silly. It swept the Emmys. I mean, it's by far the strangest thing I've ever encountered.
Right.
You know what? Like, think about it like this. The Ted Lasso character was invented, right, by NBC to promote the Premier League Sundays back when they had those NBC Sports, which is a now defunct network. And so it's basically the Geico caveman show, but successful.
Right. Yeah, it's very, it was niche at the beginning, and then it became just a phenomenon.
Oh, I'm sure Tim Cook just gets absolutely he just counts his money at the end of every day.
Yeah.
And he just looks at that fat stack of hundreds that Ted Lasso brings in compared to everything else in the empire. It's just glad it exists.
Right.
So, yeah, Ted, I mean, I don't know. People like it. I haven't really dug into it as much as I probably should have. I remember thinking the ads were funny back in the day. But, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who really love that show, and I hope they really enjoy it. You can start watching that on Apple TV Plus tonight. And also, thank God, that clip from Ted Lasso is finally off of the App Store. You don't get assaulted in there by that every single time you're going to download DoorDash or Domino's Pizza or a calculator or whatever else you need on there.
Right.
Next up, we've got a movie premiering this week on Hulu with a bit of a local twist, and that is The Boston Strangler. Which is a more procedurally driven approach to telling the tale of the Boston Strangler, I should say, a man who murdered a bunch of different people around the city. Nobody actually knows if it was the guy they actually caught. And this tells the story of the journalist played by Keira Knightley, who who launched her own Zodiac-style investigation into exactly what was going on and wound up cornering the person that they think did it. I'd say it seems pretty interesting. It's got a pretty good cast. Alessandra Nivola from all those wonderful different shows, and a whole range of great character actors. Chris Cooper. I think it's definitely interesting. I mean, I'm interested to see how it goes. I really like, if you want a deep cut recommendation, I really like the Tony Curtis, Henry Fonda Boston Strangler film directed by Richard Fleischer from the 60s, which uses split screen and a bunch of other interesting styles to tell its story. And it's contemporary pretty much. And I think it's a really good, it's a really good, you know, way. If you like this and you watch it, it's a very different way to experience the story. But that will start streaming on Hulu on Friday, March 17th.
Nice. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think so. And then finally, our big theatrical release of the week is a superhero movie, of course, and that is Shazam! Fury of the Gods, which features Zachary Levi's man-child protagonist. I mean, I guess that's what you can call him, right? Like, he's a boy who turns into a man.
Right.
So it stars him going up against the likes of Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu as a pair of God-adjacent people going to fight Shazam or whatever. So, yeah, it's interesting. It's very funny to think about this because, you know, that movie was a pretty decent hit back in 2019 comparatively to a lot of the other stuff DC was putting out at the time. But it's like one of the last movies in this current iteration of the DC universe that's probably going to come out. I mean, you know, we had Black Adam, and we've got a couple of more, left, like The Flash and the Aquaman sequel. But it's really interesting because the writing's kind of on the wall. They're going to cut all these characters, but they still got to go through with the releases of these movies.
Right.
So, you know, it's like this is like contractually obliged Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, there'll be hints and teasers and previews and things of stuff that will absolutely not happen anymore. So anyway, it seems like a fun time. The first one was all right, and I think people, you know, who really like the DC stuff and like their sort of take on Marvel style humor, I think we'll get a lot out of it. And I'm mainly just excited to see, you know, Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu because I think that's a genuinely fun bit of casting.
Yeah, that's a pretty good cast. Yeah,
yeah, nothing better than hiring. You know, a great British actor and fantastic, I would say, actor who's been dramatically underserved by Hollywood in the last 20 years, right? Ever since Charlie's Angels ended, I mean, she hasn't really been
right up
to that much, aside from TV stuff.
Right, so that's true. So, yeah, back on the big screen.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You get shouted out and outcast. Hey, yeah, and for some reason Hollywood won't cast you in anything, and so I'm just really glad that she's back and whatnot. And you can see that starting on Friday in the theater near you, and that's March 17th as well. So yeah, if you go out there, and I hear if you go out there and if you yell Shazam really loud, you'll just get escorted off the premises. You won't get powers or anything fun like that.
Right. Yeah. No matter how much you try.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you could always try to say it backward, but then you'd probably get sent back to the fourth dimension, like Mr. Mixoplex.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, have a good time. Whatever you're going to watch this weekend, if you're at home or going to the theater, have fun. And we'll talk to you next week, Nick, and we'll see what's coming out next weekend.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Nick.